Laura Paskus is an environmental journalist in New Mexico. For years, she's been following the twists and turns of a long-proposed project in the state's southwest corner called the Gila River Diversion.
And so the most recent plan was to build this diversion in the Cliff Gila Valley and provide water to irrigators.
Like farmers and ranchers. It was initially proposed in 2004, and it came with a commitment of federal funds to cover some of the cost. Paskus says that kept the effort alive for more than a decade.
But there was never like a really like solid plan of how it would be built, how it would be paid for.
And that's why the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission finally called it quits in June, after $17 million had been spent on engineering plans and consultants over the years.
It was a big surprise.
That's Allison Civic. She directs the Gila Conservation Coalition, one of the environmental groups opposed to the project.
Because at all the other times where we thought this it might go away, it never did.
She says the total cost of the diversion project would have made the water it eventually provided unaffordable to those who wanted it.
It was time. They're just you couldn't keep spending more money on this, especially when the economics, the financials just didn't pencil out.
A similar drama played out in Nevada earlier this year. For decades, water providers in Las Vegas have been pursuing a plan to pump groundwater from northern Nevada and pipe it 300 miles to the fast-growing metro area in the Mojave Desert.
15, 20 years ago, you were hearing folks down in Vegas scream bloody murder that if we don't get this water, you know, the world's going to explode.
Kyle Rohrink runs the Great Basin Water Network, the group formed specifically to oppose the so-called Las Vegas pipeline.
Children are going to be starving and, you know, dying of dehydration. And, you know, those were just scare tactics.
The Southern Nevada Water Authority, the agency pushing for the pipeline, hit legal hurdles this past spring. Just as the coronavirus pandemic was taking hold, a judge denied some water rights associated with it. A month later, the authority chose not to appeal and tabled the pipeline altogether.
That was almost a de facto type of white flag surrender.
Instead, Rohrink says, the Water Authority recommitted to aggressive conservation programs to keep water use in check while continuing to add new customers. That's something environmental advocates are hoping to replicate in southern Utah with the Lake Powell Pipeline. Zach Frankel is with the Utah Rivers Council.
The state of Utah is proposing to divert Colorado River water down the Lake Powell pipeline simply to use more of its water rights out of the Colorado River.
But political pressure from other users on the river is slowing it down. In September, every other state that relies on the river besides Utah teamed up to say the project has too many unresolved issues to move forward.
We were pleasantly surprised to see six states come together to oppose the advancement of the Lake Powell pipeline is a very strong letter because it openly threatens litigation.
But just because one iteration of a project is sidelined doesn't mean it's gone forever. In New Mexico, journalist Laura Paskus says the water rights that are foundational to the project there are still held by the state and could be used to justify another diversion down the line. And climate change looms large over all of them.
I think we're at least getting the idea now that these old style projects are just not going to work for so many reasons.
She says the lesson here is that many of these proposals rely on 20th century ideas about our relationship to water in the arid West, and that plans will have to change as the region warms. I'm Luke Runyon.